Hey folks, welcome back to another episode. I actually wanted to break this series down and talk a little bit about supplements because, you know, post-Ramadan, everyone's excited to get back into training again. They want to get back into their routine. And I've had a few people reach out and ask me about, you know, these supplements and what's going to help. And I actually don't want to speak too much about supplements because it would be quite negligent for me to recommend things that could put your health at risk. But generally speaking, I'm going to just give you my experience and my kind of take on them because there's a lot out there that doesn't actually work. And the sad reality is a lot of people are being roped into the influencer lifestyle because your favorite, you know, fashion designer or blogger on Instagram takes OxyShred. Oh, dear Lord. You know, like OxyShred and all these other supplements. And you know, they'll give you discount codes and they'll tell you it's going to help you burn fat anyway. And all of it's crap, pardon my French. Okay, so as far as supplements go, from the research and from my experience as well, there's only two or three out of the thousands out there that actually has some evidence and research behind it. Number one is creatine monohydrate. So creatine monohydrate is essentially a product that helps replenish your ATP stores, which is a body's energy source, and it pulls water into your cells, literally through a process called osmosis. That's all you have to know. Basically, long story short, when you take creatine, it helps you train harder for longer, you can get stronger, and it pulls water into your muscles, which will give you that kind of fuller feeling, okay, for men and for women, which is a good thing. Creatine's actually got a significant number of studies behind it to show its effectiveness. The second one is whey protein, which I don't really consider a supplement. It's more of a, I guess, extension, because I don't know about you, but having, you know, full whole protein sources throughout the day isn't going to be quite easy for the most part, especially if you're busy and you have a lot on. So a protein supplement does help, and something I've used since day one, and it's just convenient. Literally, that's all it is. When it comes to supplements for protein, you just have to look at them as convenient ways to bump up your protein and not a fat burner, because a lot of people get roped into the whole protein for women or diet protein nonsense, and really all you need is a basic whey protein. Okay, so protein powder has my vote. And I'm going to share my final one or two with you just after this little success that I wanted to share with you from one of our clients.
This is the first Ramadan I ever lost weight, right? I wasn't focusing. Now, remember I said to you a few months ago that I wanted to kind of like after Ramadan, I wanted to be pre-pregnancy weight. But I also emphasize that I know that, you know, that's, you know, might not happen for various reasons. And I wasn't going to like, you know, beat myself up about it and all the rest of it. But first time ever that I lost weight during Ramadan and didn't gain it, you know, and I can't honestly tell you how happy I feel. Like, you know, I started Ramadan on 107.1 and I finished Ramadan on 104.9.
So the final supplement I actually recommend is omega-3 fish oil, not cod liver oil, but omega-3 fish oil. So omega-3 fish oil has a few benefits. I won't speak about all of them, but predominantly for a healthy heart. It can help with a healthy heart. It can also help with inflammation. So I'm talking about inflammation that you need to combat when you're putting your body under stress. Okay, I'm not talking about any other type of inflammation. I'm talking about any exercise-induced inflammation. And it can also actually help with blood sugar control as well. Now, this is something that I'm not going to speak too much about because obviously I'm not a doctor, but I have observed some studies on this. So if anyone actually wants to read some stuff on their own, let me know. But what I've generally found is when I supplement with an omega-3 fish oil, my training is a lot more productive. I actually don't get injured and sore all the time, and my recovery is just fantastic because ultimately this is a game of exercise recovery. So you get stronger, fitter, toned, you lose body fat, you know, and wonderful things start to happen. Okay, now in that same bracket, I also use turmeric pills. This is not essential at all. I take this just because it's not going to do me any harm, and you know, I might get a placebo effect from it. I might get the benefits from turmeric. Who knows? But at the end of the day, it's done me no harm. So I just take a basic turmeric with black pepper extract as well. And that's really it, to be honest. I don't really pop a lot of pills. Multivitamins is something I get asked about a lot. But I actually, I'm not relying too much on one just now because I'm trying to force myself to eat better. But if you are, you know, a meat eater and you get lots of fruits and vegetables throughout the day and you get good sleep, from my experience and from the way I've operated in the past, it's never really occurred to me to take a multivitamin if my needs are met. But if, for example, you lack certain vitamins or you've had blood work done, then yeah, it might be wise to speak to your doctor. Or if you just want to take a multivitamin, you can just take one for, I guess, as an insurance. Now, I do need to speak about quality, particularly when it comes to fish oils, because a lot of people are just buying the stuff from Boots or Holland & Barrett. At the end of the day, farming practices matter, okay? If you're getting your omega-3 fatty acids from salmon and mackerel and sardines, you know, like oily fish that are farmed and that don't have the freedom to be able to actually explore in the wild, you're not going to get good grade A, good quality omega-3 fish oils. Okay, so pay a little bit more, for goodness sake. The only thing I would say is when you're going to be paying a little bit more, make sure you don't overpay, because sometimes I've seen things like organic fish oil, which doesn't even bloody exist, no such thing, but I actually saw a company say that once, which is stupid. So trusted brands, or my two favorite rather, are Alaska, I believe they're called, Wild Alaska, or the one I use all the time, Nordic. So Nordic. Okay, Nordic supplements are great. I've used them for many, many years. And yes, you pay about £6 or £7 more, but for much, much better quality. Okay, so that's all you need to know. I don't need to sit here and tell you about fat burners or thermogenics because they just don't work. And I've literally taken about 7 minutes or so to talk about the supplements that the only really supplements that you would benefit from if you take them. Now, if obviously you're ever unsure, do not listen to me. Please make sure you liaise with a medical professional if you want a proper opinion. But from my experience, when it comes to the context of general performance, health, weight loss, etc., those are the ones that I found has served me very well over the years, and they're not gender specific. And this is a bloody problem with social media, because a lot of people think protein and creatine and all this sort of stuff is only for men. No, because I'm assuming a lot of females out there, they want to lose weight, they want to tone, they want to feel good, they want to perform well, they want to get stronger, you know, and have that longevity. And these supplements, or extensions rather, are also going to serve you quite well as well. Okay, so had some time today, so I thought I'd record that. What I will be doing going forward is putting up voice notes from client wins that we get, just so you can get an insight into what we do here. Because at the end of the day, you know, it's a disservice for us not to actually tell people more about what we do here. Because when we experience the wins here, because this is a living for us, this is what we do, because we impact lives, yeah? So whenever we make a difference and we help people, I want to share that with everyone. So we're going to be sharing some voice notes and clips over the next coming weeks, just so you get a feel for what it's like working with us. But in the meantime, if you've got any questions about supplements, drop them over to me. Drop any questions over to me on Instagram. You can reach out via Instagram, which is probably the best way, as I'm fairly active on that. Or click the link in the bio on Instagram and you can drop a WhatsApp personally. Speak soon.